When my granddad was a kid, he bought an old Model T. It didn't run at all. It was a sorry sight to see. He towed it home with two of his friends and tore it all apart and labored on it with all his heart. That was the fall of 29, and soon his job disappeared. He forgot about that Model T for more than 20 years. But while Dad fought in Korea, Grandpa worked real hard. And when my dad returned, he found a shiny car. It's my heart and soul, my pride and my delight. I've been working on it every day, and I dream about it every night. And I've invested all I have, but you know it's not for me. I build it for you, son, here's the keys. Dad and Mom were married in early 54, and with the help of Uncle Sam, they bought a three-bedroom eyesore. Why he worked so hard to fix it up, I could never understand. But on my wedding day, he shook my hand. It's my heart and soul, my pride and my delight. I've been working on it every day, and I dream about it every night. And I've invested all I have, but you know it's not for me. I build it for you, son, here's the keys. That old Ford grew rusty and was finally thrown away. They tore our house down years ago and built apartments in its place. But lately I've been thinking about what my children mean to me and what on earth I can give to them that will really make them happy. I sat in church last Sunday, and I guess I fell asleep. I saw my granddad with a great big smile starting up that Model T. But then I saw a brilliant garden. I saw a lion and a lamb. And a voice choked with emotion whispered, "Children, here I am." It's my heart and soul, my pride and my delight. I've been working on it every day, and I dream about it every night. And I've invested all I have, but you know it's not for me. I build it for you, it's all there for you. So what you gonna do? Here's the keys.